Hello, can you hear
me? Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
What is the survey about?
This is mostly a political survey, sir.
You sir?
It's a political survey.
Go ahead.
All right, perfect. Now, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
All right, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is it to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10, it means it's a very important issue to you. So the first one is democracy. From a 0 to 10, how important do you think this issue is to you?
It's about 8.
All right. Next one, immigration. From a 0 to 10, how important is this issue to you?
7.
All right. Criminal justice reform. From a 0 to 10, how important is this issue to you?
8.
All right. And student loan debt. How important is this issue to you?
8.
Right. Healthcare from 0 to 10.
8 as well.
All right. And racism and discrimination.
9.
Thank you. K-12 education.
K-12 education.
Uh-huh.
What about it exactly?
How important is this issue to you from kindergarten to 12th grade?
K-12?
Yeah.
Oh,
kindergarten.
It's a period, isn't it?
No, from the K-12.
Yeah, so kindergarten to 12th grade, yeah. It's a 9.
It's a 9? All right, thank you. Jobs and wages?
It's a 9.
Thank you. Abortion rights?
That's probably a 4.
4. All right. Thank you. And voting rights?
It's 8.
8. Thank you. Let's see. Climate change?
7.
Okay. And crime and violence?
A 9.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
What does that mean?
It means that you can have as many children as you want.
That's 8.
8. Okay. Inflation and the cost of living?
That's 8.
8. All right. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska, Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or Latino?
Black.
Black. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
All right. Perfect. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. All right, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
92.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
8.
All right.
Y'all get on about here.
And next one is, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
10.
All right. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you feel you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no options or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Raphael Warnock, from a 0 to 10. How favorable is this person to you?
5.
Thank you. J.D. Vance, from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Andre Dickens.
5.
Thank you. Brian Kemp. Tim Waltz.
5.
And Brad Raffensperger.
5.
Okay. And John Ossoff.
5.
Alright, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The first one is Donald Trump. Second one is Kamala Harris. Third one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Fourth, Cornel West. And fifth, Jill Stein.
Trump.
All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Republic.
All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Yeah, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
I wasn't able to vote.
I did not vote for. Oh, okay. Let's see. Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'll stay the same.
Stay the same. Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate difference.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. Below is a list of people who and events that could have prevented the progress should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or events prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one, your local mayor. How would you feel? Do you think your local mayor prevented progress progress to happen, or he did not prevent any progress to happen?
Five.
All right. COVID-19 recovery. Do you think that event prevented the country to make any progress, or that event did not prevent any progress to happen in the country?
Okay.
The 10 prevented. Thank you. Vice President Harris.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. And Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Five.
Thank you. Black voters. Ten. Thank you. And Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Five.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, development, and statements that have an impact on many black policies people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote for. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, if 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first statement reads, because we voted in March, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From this statement, how motivated will this get you to vote?
When did that pass?
I'm sorry?
When did that pass, you said?
This is a statement, you know, that have impacted on many black people's lives. So I don't know if you want me to read it to you. Once again, it has not been passed, but I think it is because they already voted on this one.
Gotcha. 8.
Thank you. Next statement is, because we demanded funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities. The largest ever, over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid.
Eight.
Thank you. And next statement, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From a 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
Eight.
All right. Thank you. And next one reads, because we voted, the Consumers Finance Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote regarding this statement? Thank you. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants. warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fell, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Amil Avery and Breonna Taylor. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you on this statement to vote?
8.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the response so far. I know it's going. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
8.
How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community. 10. I'm sorry, you say a 10, right?
Correct.
All right, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote, you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse?